Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast. Yes, it's still boring, Dak. It's still boring. I latched on to a Yamamoto mention from John Heyman right when it's like them and, you know, all the teams that spend all the money, like, you know, oh, they'll outbid Steve Cohen, I'm sure. It's like I latched onto like it was a life preserver and I'm in the middle of the ocean. Like it was the door in Titanic that she wouldn't let him on. You know, that I think that's how boring it's been.
Nice. How you positive. I'm wondering. Yes,
you're Mr. Positive, so it's good.
I'm wondering if I need to start getting dramatic around here. Like, do I need to threaten to quit the podcast? Do we need to turn into a Rays podcast? Like, what measures?
We've done that.
What measures do I have to take? Because I feel like it's on me, per usual.
Well, I mean,
most things.
All we have to do is look at real, real dramatic change that's happened in the last few years. It's always come back to you. Yeah. I mean, you know, we all remember what happened with the ovations.
I feel like I've just been sitting idly by as I've just let the Phillies be like,
you're just too busy, you know, out here ripping the Eagles, talking birds. Like, where are you? Where is the leader of this movement?
So I will say
when he's needed.
So I'm not going to. I'm starting to feel like the Stephen A. Smith of WIP, both in talent and how good I am.
I like
at this.
What you did there. There you go.
But also, it's just I'm getting pulled in a bunch of different directions. I got this podcast, which I care about the most, and then I got a little Sixers podcast with Elliot, and then I got Marks and Reese, and then I got Fritz at Six, and then I got Eagles pre and post, and it's just.
Welcome to my world, buddy. It's a decade of this, 13 years of this.
But we start going up and down the line here.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on, and plus, you know, being a phenomenal dad of the year per usual.
Yes.
So I just feel like it is all, and maybe this is designed by WIP to divert me from the attention that I need to spend.
That's probably what it was.
Leading movements to get the Phillies to do something.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it was.
But holy cow. I mean, not like I can't even. What am I supposed to do a deep dive on?
I know.
If they're rumored to be interested in a trade or a free agent guy, I can be like, bang. Like when Jock Peterson put up an Instagram post of like, I was like, oh, sweet. I could talk myself into 30 homers with Jock Peterson and like him and Schwarber launching baseballs into the second deck at Citizens Bank Park. Like I felt something. I felt alive.
Yeah.
And here we are, two weeks later. Nothing.
Didn't even get that.
Didn't get that
in of itself was not actually a real thing that happened.
It didn't make any sense.
He's a Niners fan and he's just taking a shot at Philly, I guess.
Appreciate that.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We really, that's what we needed when we're salivating for any rumor we can get. Yeah. You know, especially like they signed Nola immediately. It was like the
boring.
First being my, first of all, the most boring move they could have made. But also like, then it's just, that's it. And it's like, all right, so now we're playing the fringes now, you know? But they're, all right.
Here's the thing. I don't really think they are, though. Like, I don't.
No, but no.
I just don't trust Dave Dombrowski when he says, like, I'm good.
Yeah.
So when has he been good? Like, when has he just
never
been
in
like,
his career.
When has he been like, we're fine?
Never in his career.
And you see what the Dodgers do. You see what the other NL teams are doing. And it's like, I think the Phillies are a 90 to 95 win baseball team right now. And if you go out and trade for a high-end reliever, probably adds a win or two. They're already a good baseball team. But what would annoy me is that I'm seeing great teams being built, like on paper. And it's like, it's an arms race. I mean, this is what we talk about. This is an arms race. And the Phillies are in the middle of that. They've been in the NLCS the last few years. They were in the World Series. So, like, they have to participate in it. I think sitting that out. And that's why I think maybe the Yamamoto stuff is still out there. And what's interesting about the Yamamoto thing is that it really seems like, and both Heyman kind of mentioned it and Rosenthal said it the other day, that it's not really about money for him. Like he's going to get 250 to 300 million. Mm-hmm. And so obviously it's there, but he's not making a monetary decision. It's not like go pay Yamamoto 400 million. He's going to be a Philly.
Right.
He has to be sold on it. And I don't know if the Phillies have.
Well, yeah, the fact he did say he wanted to play with other Japanese players. So that's not the best start to that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the Dodgers and the Mets, a bit of a heads up on us. Yeah. But, you know, look, I'm with you. From a philosophical standpoint, you can't, and again, I think, you know, Middleton has spent his money and no issues with John Middleton.
It's trades.
He's done a great job. It's trades. But like, just from a philosophical standpoint, like, you need to be in on stuff. Like, that goes back to that quote about what did the 1927 Yankees spend? What did this? What did that? Like, you gotta be involved. You have to be invested in making this team better, even if you already have spent a lot of money. Like, sorry, like, you're in a window. You have to win the World Series. There is, look, you have to. We want you to win multiple World Series. But the point is if you don't win a World Series the next 3-4 years, whatever it is with this core of guys in their primes or slightly post primes or whatever, then it's a massive failure. Like, that, this era of baseball, Phillies baseball, is a failure if they can't win a championship. I mean, I know it's high stakes, but you would agree with that, right?
Yeah, just the way you
said
I know.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
I kind of wanted to stop recording and leave, frankly.
That was made you sad, huh?
So sad. I mean,
I know, but it's true.
Of course it's true.
I know.
Of course it's true.
I know.
Like, they have the highest payroll in team history. Yeah. They're into the luxury tax. They have stars. They have Bryce Harper, who...
And they went to the World Series, and they went to the NLCS already,
They went to the World Series and then added trade. Like, it's just, it's massive. It's absolutely massive. And that's why I don't believe them when they say, We're pretty content with their roster, and maybe that's because they're not able to make a trade right now and whatnot. But I think they're not content with the starting rotation. I think that's been put out there a little prematurely. I do not think that they are content with the starting rotation. I think that comes to Taiwan Walker. And
the fact that they're even being rumored with Yamamoto moves shows that they are still looking.
Well, and the way that they're still like whispered as they're looking for starters, and like, why would a if you're a fifth, sixth starter type that's a free agent, they're not signing that guy. Like, they're only interested in an upgrade. And I think the Phillies are a I think they like Nola, but I think they would like one more stud there.
Well, and the funny thing is, I mean, they have
studs
arguably
reach. I don't know.
They have arguably, you know, one of the two or three best rotations in baseball right now today. Yeah. Like, if they don't do anything else and everything stays as it is, obviously if the Dodgers had Yamamoto with Otani, and Otani's not pitching next year, but you know what I mean? But
70 million for a DH.
Hey, we'll get to that. I definitely
would you rather have Reese or Otani?
I mean, considering Reese is going to make what 60 million less this year, 55 million less. Well, I guess not technically. We'll get into that.
I hope the Giants sign him. Reese,
I could see that. Like, they just signed the Korean guy.
He
looks good.
He took your boy Yamamoto.
Yeah, grandson of the wind. Did you know that?
The who?
Yeah. So his dad is considered the most famous player in the history of Korean baseball.
Ah.
His name was the Son of the Wind. They called him.
That's a heck of a
so
nickname.
This guy, I know, what a great nickname, wow. Right? So now this kid is the grandson of the Wind. I'm like, that's strong.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, like, made me like him more. I was in on him more after that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
But him on the Giants gets to go home.
It makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
The patient sense. Approach, bad defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like a giant.
Sounds like a giant. Yeah.
Sounds like a giant. I was going to say this for the take back, but I might as well, since we're talking about the starting rotation.
Just from a pod perspective, I love when you do I was going to save this for a take back, but.
Well, you know,
it adds like a level of importance to it. I feel
you.
like that you just couldn't wait. You got to get it out.
Big qualifiers.
I know.
We're so dumb, you know. And
yes, we are.
Like, we are very.
That's the end of the statement, right? It's just we're so dumb.
But we're so dumb because like whenever we have events, we're like, we should probably talk about this first, and then we're 85 minutes into the podcast, like,
yes.
Hey, we had an event coming up.
Yeah.
Like, obviously stupid. And I feel like I always bury like headlines and.
I was just about to say, real quick. I got terrified there. I'm like, do we have an event coming up that I don't know about? That's where it's all like it's going.
With free agent watch party. We're
like,
sit
and stare at the wall.
No, what we would do, if any company wants to sponsor this, fully in, we will come to probably your restaurant. It'll be sponsored by Miller Lite.
I'm sure. I don't think anyone else is jumping in on us for some reason. We're here.
Sponsored by Miller Lite. If you are a local restaurant, we will have a High Hopes event at your restaurant where we will go into your kitchen and watch you turn on the stove. And that's it. And we'll watch that.
I love
that. We'll watch the stove.
It's way more entertaining than anything else going on.
And see if anything happens.
What a good idea, man. Thank you. That's what you're
he's
the idea guy. You know?
If Miller Lite wants to sponsor that, yes. We will come to your place of business.
The High Hopes Hot Stove Party. That's perfect. It's a hot stove watch party.
Watch party, where we literally just turn on the stove.
I like it. That's my favorite idea ever. I'm not kidding.
And at the end, someone has to touch it.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Here's what I'll say. If that actually happens, it will be the greatest sales job in the history of sales. Yeah.
Like, if someone's able to sell that, you win.
You are a true hero.
We're going to come. At first, I don't even know if legally.
I know.
A ton of people in the kitchen.
It feels like there's some like dangerous ground where I said you with your last point, but then someone has to touch it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this business has to sign off on burn marks.
That's right.
But you want to do business is business. You
That's
know
right.
what I mean?
I mean, think about how many people will show up at your restaurant to watch.
To get burned
the stove.
By the hot stove. Yes. Yeah.
Look, watch us get burned. I mean, I'm sure someone would show up for that.
Listen,
we can bring Elliot. Elliot can burn his hand. I think people would show up for that.
People would push him. I think they'd push him on the stove. It has to also be one of the flame little stoves, too. I don't want an electric stove.
No. I agree.
And we have one.
I have an electric one, too. I wish I
the traditional.
I'm with you. Yeah. Like, I like the... There are obviously reasons for it that I like, but in terms of, like, when you're cooking stuff, it doesn't have that same zhuzh.
What do you cook?
Nothing.
Nothing. You're like, oh, when I'm whipping up something on the stove.
Eggs. I can make some scrambled eggs like a MF-er, man. Yeah. I'm a beast with scrambled eggs. Nice. I can make pasta. Very good at boiling pasta.
Okay.
Heating up sauce.
Are you a grill man? Do you ever get on the grill?
I can grill, yeah, but we just don't grill that often in our house. But yeah, I can grill. It's not that hard to flip them over and whatnot. I mean, I wouldn't consider myself like a...
Yeah, my problem with grilling...
I'm not like... Look, if I'm at a big house party, I'm not going to be on the grill.
Someone else
will be on the grill.
Yeah, you're not like...
You know why? Because I got other things to do. I'm not just going to stand there and grill. I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to be life at the party. It's what I do.
But the grill can be a conversation
It can
starter.
Be. It can be. But I don't...
You hold court at the grill?
I get it. Unlike you, Jack, I don't need a conversation starter. I could just start any conversation with anything. Like, I don't need a reason for people to talk to me, you know?
Well, what I do is I have it all planned out in my head. I have very stock questions.
I bet you do.
Yeah. And then we'll see where the conversation goes.
Yeah. That's why we need to be together. Well, then we play off each other. And it's
when I get four stock questions in,
yeah,
then I run out. Then I need to get out of the conversation. My problem with grilling is that I always... convince myself I gave myself food poisoning.
You gave yourself what?
Food poisoning.
Oh, by not cooking enough.
So I always burn everything.
I'm with you, especially with burgers. Like when it comes to burgers, I grew up in the time of E. coli and all that. I'm Mad Cow and all that, which I know is ridiculous, but I definitely have a like. No, I gotta cook that more, guys. We got to. Sorry.
I can see that.
And then it ruins it.
Yeah.
For most people.
For most people.
Not for me.
Yeah. Well,
I'm fine.
It's all about living.
That's right. You know? Living how you want to live.
Avoid sickness at all costs.
Yeah,
so,
this feels like the conversation we should be having about the Phillies right now.
Speaking of hot stuff. So I was going to say it's for the take bag, but I might as well get it out now.
Yeah.
I think they're going to sign Blake Snell.
Wow.
I think it just feels like it. It feels
there's been no market.
There's been no market. It feels like it feels so Castellanos-ish.
Yeah.
Where it's like.
Which is a guy they were connected to early. Everyone's like, oh, Blake Snell instead of Nola, this or that, whatever. And as we've said many times along here, like, you would have talked yourself into Snell regardless. But
heartbeat.
But if you want to sign Nola, then Snell, that's a whole different outlook on Snell for us.
Hey, you want to go full spin zone here?
Love it.
You're,
yeah.
Let me take you into...
deep into the spin zone.
How's this sound? Yeah. Would you rather just sign Yoshi Yamamoto or Blake Snell and Aaron Nola?
Oh, see? If you had said that before the offseason,
like
I would have said...
more winning rotation.
I would have said Nola and Snell, obviously. I mean, who wouldn't?
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, no problem.
Blake
no.
Snell.
Well,
winner,
and I mean, look, let's see how low the Blake Snell market goes. Maybe you get the two of them for the total price
that's
that Yamamoto...
what I'm saying. Like, let's say Yamamoto gets 300, right?
Which is possible, I guess.
Which is possible.
So then, yeah, if you get Snell for 115, 50? It's the same. I don't think you would, but I'm saying if it were 125, right? Was 175, 120, 128. If you get Snell for 128, then that's 300 between the two.
Yeah. 5 years, 150 for Blake Snell.
It's pretty good. It's, you know, could I get him
is
for 4 years?
So here's my thing.
Could I get him for 4 years?
No.
I know.
I don't. Is he better than, like, is he better? He's better than Rodon, right?
I thought you were gonna say Chris Sanchez, and I was like, "Yes, he's better." I'm kidding. Yes, he's better. He's better than Rodon in the sense that I feel more confident Blake Snell will pitch for me for the next 5 years more often than not.
I really am a Rodon sucker.
Oh, I think I Rodon's like peak. I guess not. You can't say Rodon's ceiling because Blake Snell's ceiling is Cy Young twice.
180
ERA. No, so I think Snell's better. Yeah, I think
because Rodon got 160.
60. 160.
5 years, 160.
Did not work out well the first. No, he went 6-160.
6-160. Okay.
Didn't work out the first year of it. We'll say that.
Well, at least he got Juan Soto.
That's true.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's since we've talked, huh?
The thing with Snell is that I feel like the market's not.
He should be a Yankee. If he's not going to be here, Juan Soto should be a Yankee. It's fine.
Sure.
Yeah, it's good. Like if he's not going to be a Philly, like that's fine. Because someone who was going to compete was going to trade for Juan Soto. Let it be the Yankees. Like at least he's not in the National League. It makes sense. I'm fine with it. It's good for baseball. Is that fair?
Good growth value.
It made me sick to my stomach.
It's good growth. So, that's because you grew up in New York.
I hate the Yankees. Hate them.
It's because you grew up there.
Hate them.
But with Snell, okay. So I think the market's going to maybe not be there. You know, maybe after Yamamoto signs, we start to get more in the Blake Snell market. But it just feels a little Castellanos-ish where it's like, okay, he's hanging around in February or March. And it's like, and Dave Dombrowski kind of goes, dude, we can get a 2-time Cy Young winner to add to this rotation for a discount compared to what he was asking for. It feels like such a Phillies move. If their whole message is we're going to be opportunistic when the time comes, like, again, 5 years for 150 for Blake Snell at this point to go with Nola and Wheeler and, like, just extending the rotation to where Rangers are 4 and you have Chris Sanchez at the 5 and you can – that's a lot of lefties.
And then it's also, I mean, so they would, in that case, you'd have to find a way to get rid of Taiwan Walker. I mean, because then we're talking about having, so let's assume next year, Zach Wheeler, a Nola-ish contract, right? Is a couple years older, so maybe like a little less years, but like 5 for $200? I mean, what do you, or 5 for $175, like less years, same amount of money? Like, what do you do? Like, Wheeler's got to get more per year than Nola, right?
I mean, I think, like, what is 300 work out math-wise?
That is, it's like 33.3 or whatever. 300. That was pretty easy math right there.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. Don't worry about it.
You think Wheeler, why would Wheeler sign a 3-year deal?
Well, he's 34.
I thought he was 32. He's 34?
Yeah. He's entering his age 34 season.
Wow. I thought he was entering his 33. I was a year ahead. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Basing through 37 season.
So you're thinking like Scherzer type deals where he gets it. Okay. I mean, I would do that in a second. But that, all right, let's say it's.
Maybe four. I mean,
let's say
4 for $125.
Okay. Is that enough money for him?
I don't know.
Say 4 for $140. Whatever. All right. Regardless, what's that like? All right. Regardless, let's.
Yeah, Matt, the point I'm trying to. Don't bring out your
point
iPhone.
I'm trying to make is then if you sign Snell 2, we're talking about having somewhere in the neighborhood like $500 million. Committed to 4 starting pitchers for the next 5 years, or whatever. Like, it's cool, but it's like you're also betting on guys staying healthy. You're betting on guys going. It's like a lot of money.
Hold on, Mr. Window.
Yes. No, I'm with the window. I'm talking more about just like investing that much in the pitching staff.
Yeah, I mean, listen, maybe they are done.
I love it. I'm not. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I would do it.
But I just kind of get the
feeling that's the direction
they could do that.
So how real is the Yamamoto thing? We never really because they are in on him. They've been in on him from the jump. You know, we had Ruben Amaro on the morning show today. He's like, I know they really like him. Like, I know that. Like, they really like him. But again, it just feels, you know, it's not just money, but it feels like.
Well, the problem is,
it would be shocking if they gave Aaron Nola 7 for $172 and then gave Yamamoto 10 for $270 or whatever. Like, that would be shocking.
I think it'd be more shocking that he'd choose the Phillies over the Dodgers.
Well,
Yankees,
that too. Like, no Japanese players here. No, like, all the type of stuff he's talked about.
Yeah, I would
have to really love Bryce Harper.
But it's weird that they're still mentioned in there. And
that's why I know. Now, it could be that, you know, Scott Boras trying to get as many names of big time teams involved. Hey, the Phillies are in. They've been spending money. Like, it could be as simple as that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
they're interested in him, but I'm saying that them being brought up could consistently be like, hey, the Phillies are in. The Phillies are in.
Yeah, again, I'd be floored. I'd be ecstatic, but I'd be floored.
I think there's almost no chance they say.
I don't. I think they're probably being used here as one of the big market.
That's my point.
Now, I know, of course, they like him. I mean, why wouldn't you like him?
He's 25 and he's a stud.
He's 25 and could be has ace level upside.
We talked about this. 25-year-old pitchers do not hit free agency.
And that's why he's getting
just what it is.
$300 million exactly. Probably. Yeah. But I just, again, it comes down to do I really believe he's going to pick the Phillies over? I mean, if they want to do Boston, you want to do New York.
New York, he's got Cody Senga's there, like just this past year. Los Angeles, we know who just went there. Yeah.
Like, already a part of the free agency.
He literally said, I want to, like, these are, it just seems like a more natural fit. And then, you know, bigger Asian populations in those cities to begin with, in New York, in Los Angeles, you know? So, yeah, it just feels like the Phillies are coming in with at a disadvantage when they're like, their pitches were a great organizational, but, you know, and we're in Philadelphia. But it seems like the pitches they have are theoretically not as strong. On top of the fact that I don't expect them to offer as much money as Steve Cohen or the Dodgers will. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it's there. But if you want to, again, create buzz and create a splash, then yeah, I mean, the Yamamoto's the kind of guy to go after, to where you just consider building a super rotation. I mean, that's what it comes down to, is you want to build a super rotation. And that's what the Dave Dombrowski MO, the old, like, kind of Ruben Amaro MO is. We lost in the World Series, NLCS, NLDS, and went out and made major moves.
And I support it. Like, that's what I said.
No, I know.
Build. Listen, window.
I would be shocked. I don't think it's going to happen. But I also, the fact that they're still being mentioned does give me hope of, like,
we're not
sitting on our hands. Like, we realize it's also time to go out there and make sure that we do improve this roster any chance that we can.
So, I know part of the, flipping it over the offensive side of things, I know part of it is just that there is not really a lot of guys on the market. It is a particularly rough group of position players available to
Don't
be signed.
Don't say that. Adam Duvall's still there.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think they're still looking? I know they're looking to upgrade there, but do you think they're still looking to make a real move?
It feels more platoonish.
Yeah.
Like Whit Merrifield. By the way, did you
like have any 5 years ago? We're like, yeah,
we're yeah, that's what Kingery's yeah. supposed to be. Yeah. Did you have any idea he was an all-star last year
with the Blue Jays? Yeah. Was he really?
He's an all-star.
No, I did not. Now, for what it's worth, but no, I didn't. Did he play like an all-star? Was that like? Because I know the Blue Jays got a bunch of guys voted in. So was he voted an all-star? Was that what it was?
I have no idea.
Okay,
but well, he's technically an all-star.
Last year. Yeah, it's wild. Is he like 35, 36 now? Whit?
I think he's still 33, 34.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think he's as old as you think.
Here, you talk about.
You've been totally off age-wise, by the way.
I feel like I'm right about Whit Merrifield. We're
really?
Going to find out. I don't know. I think he's 35.
Who'd you rather have next year, Whit Merrifield or Scott
Kingery? I'm going to guess he's 35 years old.
Whit Merrifield is
34. But he turns 35 in a month. So I think.
Okay, now you round up. You're fair. That's it. You're right. You're right. It's okay.
So not too bad. At least I wasn't wrong twice. That's
but
good.
Like I think they'll look and sign a left fielder, a right-handed hitting left fielder, that when they want to put Marsh in center against, you know, or if they want to do like a Marsh in center, Rojas maybe. Like, again.
Like, Pache can't be your go-to right-handed bat off the bench in that spot. Can't be.
They might be in the World Series if he was not the right-handed bench.
No doubt. Yeah. Well,
where the hell is Steve Pierce? Like,
yeah, exactly. Where is the Steve Pierce guy? And that is the thing. Look, and Dombrowski's done a great job, but he has not hit on those guys. Like, other than the Alvarado trade, first move he made here, like, that was like a hallmark of Dave, is making those little moves to bring guys like Steve Pierce and those type of players. And Steve Pierce was the World Series MVP, for bleep's sake. Like, I almost cursed.
Didn't
I love when you're like, I know. Where are those moves?
I don't know. I mean, he spent money here. He's gotten star players, but yeah, I mean, some of the fringe, they've done better the fringe stuff. I mean, the Pache trade was a win.
It was a great trade. Yeah, they didn't give up anything. You know, like, it's a good move. But
so they've filled out their roster with more competent players. But yeah, the classic, like, the bench has felt. I actually remember heading into the postseason last year, I was like, the thing that might come back to haunt them is that they don't have that guy that you can just turn to and get off the bench and go get you a big hit or pop on the ballpark. They don't have that. Like, it was Jake Cave. Like,
It was Jake Cave. Yeah, I mean, so, that was your go-to bat off the bench.
So I know this is going to drive SEO, and this is going to get people to tune into the podcast, but a nice righty bench bat could really go a long way for this baseball team.
And we're back to Adam Duvall, baby.
Dude,
we are right back.
How many times? again, just if you just close out the offseason with Robert, again, I'm looking right at the camera, Robert Stephenson and Adam Duvall, I guarantee you win 95 games.
So I've yet to remember to look at the camera when I talk. Like, there we go. Hi. I look at the camera. That's a good move.
By the way, we are on live. YouTube.
Yeah,
yes.
Check it out. Listen, you know, if you look for Jack's Twitter, he'll put it out there if you know we're recording, which he'll always let you know.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
check it out.
You can see that I still have my.
You're still using the water bottle. Thank you to Maureen from the who gave it to us from the Phillies. Yes.
I am now beginning to believe that this will be next to me in my coffin.
It might be. Yeah. You implying that you're going to die soon? Because that's usually a joke about me.
Well, 70 years. This aluminum water bottle.
Yeah, Tucker, our producer Tucker was aghast when he ran it. He's like, "Is that reusable?" And you're like,
"Well, it's aluminum."
Bro,
it's water.
You know, aluminum is not necessarily the way you always want to go with these things, right?
I do not know that. But I feel like it's better than plastic.
You need one of these, you know, reusable, but is it?
I don't know. It's more aluminum than metal. Right. Is that metal?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Tucker, what do you think that is? You think that's aluminum? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Tucker said no.
I don't know why I said thank you. What's the problem with aluminum?
I don't think it's good for you.
Aluminum's not good for you?
I think so.
It's better than plastic.
Well, I don't think it's reusable is the point. I don't think
it's water.
It's the bottle that you're putting it in.
Oh, listen.
Okay.
I'll look it up after the
show. I believe in you, buddy.
I don't know if I believe in myself. Are aluminum bottles reusable?
No one does. I did think it was funny before we were talking about my age, and I'm like, dude, my hair's getting so gray, and you're like, I know. Like, thanks, man. Thanks. All right. Are you looking up, or are we talking?
I'm looking up if aluminum bottles are reusable.
Okay, look it up. Yeah. Are they? What's the... this is riveting.
Ooh, there's pros and cons of it.
Well, break it down, buddy.
Listen, I'll throw it out.
Don't throw it out. We want you to keep using it. And I think it's a good vibe
all
for
right,
you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Whip Merrifield, you excited about
it? Yeah, so I can't wait.
I just I think they'll sign some guy.
I remember what I was going to say. I was going to say that I think Adam Duvall, probably the lowest level of player who, if they signed him, we would do an emergency pod for.
Good.
Right? If they signed him to Vol, we have to do an emergency pod.
Of course.
Pod. But that's ridiculous that level of player
they're adding a guy that can hit 25 home runs and play gold glove
defense.
Field.
Yes.
What is the issue? I don't see the issue.
A winner. A guy who has rings on his fingers.
Multiple, I think.
He's definitely got one. I don't know if he has two.
Because he's got one of the Braves.
I know.
Dude, he's a stud, man. Like, you guys are... the amount of hate that I get for the Adam Duvall thing... Like,
I would take him in a second. I'm with you.
I love
it. It's just
Duvall.
Funny. It's a... You know.
Adam, buddy, it's time. No, I feel like if I could... I can't bully the Phillies into signing Yamamoto.
Sure?
Or...
Oh, yeah. That's
I
true.
Could bully them into signing
I agree.
Adam Duvall.
Yeah, I think so.
No, he's going to be on my wish list until he's retired.
Yeah. So, Robert Stevenson, you're bringing that up a lot. That's,
he's a stud.
That's just your go-to now. It's just Robert.
Dude, all right. He could close for this team if you want to put Alvarado and have everyone else kind of. If you don't want to pay, I would rather give Robert Stevenson money than Josh Hader.
Wow,
I would much rather do that.
I mean, I get that. I think Hader's probably gonna
Hader's going to cost like $65 million. It feels like Papelbon.
Stevenson's 30.
Stevenson's 30.
He's 30 years old.
So what?
I'm just surprised he's that old. I thought he
was
younger.
He's been around forever. He's just never been good.
Yeah, I just didn't realize
he's 2 years.
Yeah,
dude, he doesn't walk people. He strikes every. Dude, he had like 72 strikeouts in 50 some innings last year.
Yeah, that is right. No,
can you grow up?
He had 77 strikeouts.
Can you grow
up?
Seriously. Everyone like mocking Robert Stevenson. Go look at his numbers.
No, I think he's good. I'm just saying that you talk about him like he's again like Josh Hader. Is yeah, exactly.
Might be better next year. Like Josh Hader's trending down. You can keep your Josh Hader.
That's
again,
right.
I'm just trying to add a stud at a semi reasonable price. Although I think he might, like Stevenson might get. I mean, look at some of the reliever contracts out there right now.
He might get paid.
Like he might get like 3 years, $40 million,
which is wild. I mean, that's
well, look at the numbers.
Well, it's with me, you know. Look, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's why. Look, Dave did a good job with the Strom contract last year. That actually looks like a really good sign. And look, I think for the money in the regular season,
dude,
Craig Kimbrell was a good
like a
signing.
Kind of
but
signing right now. Can I get one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like a Strom type guy. Like, give me something like that. All right, back to the Phillies in a sec, and then we get to take back.
Good. Back to the Phillies.
Yeah, but no, like we should talk about, like, you know, we are a baseball fans. We always talk about it. It's our favorite sport. It's why we're here. Like, you know, the biggest thing that happened in baseball this entire offseason. We should talk about the Ohtani contract. Like,
the
it
Mets
is.
Signed Trace Thompson.
It is. Did they?
Yeah. Dude, the Mets have signed a bunch of little guys that I like.
Yeah.
Like Wendell.
Well, you, the Mets have David Stearns now. I'm not surprised they're out there doing smart things. Yeah.
Yeah, the Ohtani contract.
So let's talk about the Ohtani contract. So we were texting when I had $700 million, 10-year deal. And then we find out it's all deferred. Seems unfair. Seems unfair. And did you see the opt-out clause now? I've never seen this before. So it came out yesterday that Ohtani can opt out if either Mark Walter, the owner, or Andrew Friedman, the president of baseball operations, leave the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Like, what a strange opt-out. And I get it. Like, you know, you're the people I did the deal with and stuff. But, like, this is the weirdest contract I ever remember in my life. There's so many weird little things to it. And just, again, the fact that, like, they somehow, it's only like, what, $46 million a year on the luxury tax it's going to be when they're deferring it all because that. So they're basically getting away with getting an extra $30 million off the luxury tax, essentially, everything they should. Like, I don't know.
Oh, it's a joke.
Seems like not the spirit of what the rules are there for.
No, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. And, like, of course, the Dodgers benefit from it. And now they're going to be able to go sign Yamamoto on top of Ohtani and build a freaking super team out there. Like, I mean,
God, they're losers, but you know.
On one hand, like, sure. I mean, Ohtani signing is smart if he wants to win, and he gets to keep all the money for when he probably doesn't live in.
That's the thing. He's going to leave Cali, and then I have seen that the IRS is going to go for it anyway. Like, nice. Apparently, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I love that they worry about the IRS in a freaking baseball contract.
That's the point. That should be a thing.
So this is where I get with like fantasy sports, where it's like, we can't just go play fantasy baseball. We have to have like a million different rules stipulate. Like, just can you just sign a contract?
Yeah, I know.
And like have to, like, why is there so, like, everyone, I hate how smart sports have gotten. Dumb it down. Like,
I'm with you, dude.
Like, I don't want to have to think about that. Like, it just sucks because the Dodgers already have a ton of money, and now it's almost now they are gonna have to pay it like $46 million on the tax, even when he's gone,
which is good.
10 years from now,
yes, which is good. And so that's good. When I'm almost dead, the Dodgers will have to pay a bunch of money. I'll be really happy about that.
Yeah.
When that happens.
Yeah, and who knows if there's even gonna be money in 2033?
I have gray hairs now. I'm gonna be like white hairs, but fully white by then, which would be great.
We'll be doing the podcast with Tucker.
Yes.
He looks
Tucker
smart.
Just gave us a thumbs up. He is in. Yes.
A limp thumbs up.
What was that?
Yeah.
Just a heartbeat away.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. There
wow.
we go. Yikes.
Stick a fork in something.
Wow. I know.
Wow.
I know.
I'm going to get Wally pipped over here.
Yeah, I might.
I don't know. It felt like really, you can't even like
it's
the Dodgers
gross.
The Dodgers can't even just have to pay $70 million a year for a player. It has to be all deferred so they can go add more to an already super team just to lose to Ranger Suarez in the NLCS. Like, really? Like, that's the path that you went down? If that team loses, they should be ashamed. You want to talk about massive failures?
Yeah,
the
you're
Phillies
right.
don't win a World Series? If,
yeah. Like, if, well, so they have that Bobo one. I mean, no one considers
no
that
one
a real
cares about
yeah,
that.
2020 does not count.
Which,
I honestly do not. It doesn't count to me.
Which was more memorable, LeBron's in-season tournament win or the
it's
Mickey
pretty
Mouse
close.
Ring?
I might go LeBron. I mean,
No. LeBron totally won in the bubble or LeBron winning in the in-season tournament.
Oh, I thought you were saying the LeBron in season tournament or the Dodgers winning that World Series.
I mean, both were all no, there. LA was dominant.
The bubble was more impressive, as much as I hate to say it. But they're all Bobo. That's what LA does.
Yep.
Bobo titles.
That's what they do. And yeah. Bobo contracts.
Bobo contracts. Just a joke. You know, LeBron, I'm sure he's going to start, you know, taking less money and they can sign people. That'll happen too because he's a billionaire.
Well, he's going to be a Sixer next year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's my campaign.
I love that. That little look at the camera and saw you're much better at the camera than I.
That's my.
You literally looked at the camera and like gave like a little like smirk wink type thing. That was great.
That's my campaign for clap your hands.
That's good.
Is bring LeBron.
Cute
here.
Little pod. I like it.
It's
yeah.
Cute little Sixers podcast.
Cute little Sixers pod coming up soon. Actually, so we should probably hurry up. All right. Yeah, I will say it is like thank God Ohtani didn't go back to the Angels or whatever. Like for the sport of baseball,
yeah, well,
like to see the guy play for an organization that matters at least is a good thing.
Well, and I'm glad he's in the NL. I mean,
it's
I
fun.
It,
yeah,
he's gonna come here once a year.
It's fun.
We get to see
you're
Ohtani.
Right. You know, you're right. You're right. That is a neat thing. And again, like honestly, I know you think have a lot of money and stuff, but like I can't help but I'm not scared of the Dodgers in the same way that I am the Braves. And even though we've beaten the Braves last couple, you're like, I believe the Braves could win the World Series. Like, I don't with the Dodgers. Like, I don't. Like, they could, of course, but like, Dave Roberts is a disaster. Like, they just don't scare me that same way.
No, I mean, because you've seen them lose all the time.
Exactly.
I do wonder if they're probably going to get Glass now.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of rumors of that.
I think they get Glass now and Randy, actually.
Yeah, oh, God. Well, that would be a mess. Yeah. Why aren't the Phillies in on Randy? Like, they've been attached to glass now. Like, Randy would be like a perfect fit for this team.
Put him in left field.
Yes, I'm saying he'd be a that'd be a perfect guy to go for.
Maybe they are.
I hope so, buddy.
I hope so.
Well, apparently
so
they were in on glass now, right? A lot of people think that might have been what the Kirk Ring trade where he was like, right? That makes sense because we know they've been connected to glass now. That seems like a pretty fair move.
I mean, I don't think there's been a bigger lock of the century than the Rays trading glass now this offseason.
It's all they've talked about the entire time. I know. And I know. And it, like, it's one of those where it's like every, 100% they're trading. He will be traded. Yeah. I know. It's so funny. Yeah.
And Burns is probably getting moved too. So. I actually think I think the Orioles get Burns, which
really
yeah.
to pair with Craig Kimbrel.
Yeah, everything's
start
fine.
Him and Kimbrel can close him out.
Yeah, everything's fine. Rebuilding. So Randy would be. I mean, talk
perfect.
About,
you want to talk about a perfect guy for them? I wish I had thought of it. I didn't think of it in the first offseason because
I didn't think
it was available. I'm like, what is happening? Like, what a perfect addition.
And
the playoff guy, the whole thing, like a guy you can count on, like the whole thing.
It's funny because Randy, when you look at the numbers, it's like, but then you watch him play.
You watch him play, and it's like, wow,
he's really good.
Yeah, and a great defender, the whole thing.
Oh, dude, I can already imagine Randy like getting a big double at Disney.
Oh, and just freaking out and doing his thing. Yeah.
On second base. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Randy would be awesome. I think he has 2 years left before he has to get paid. But they can get him and put him in left. I mean, a Rosarena in left field. And
I mean, you're the best defensive outfield in baseball. Easy. Yeah.
Again, I think I like Johan Rojas. It feels like they're banking way too much on Johan Rojas, like being a star, like a not, you know, he doesn't need to be a star.
No, just being a serviceable hitter and being the best defensive center fielder in baseball. That's what they're going for.
Him hitting 300 last year
was the all time. I mean, come on. Like,
Rojas kind of feels like a Ray.
Ooh.
Randy? Randy?
Yeah, but the problem is if they trade Ross to the Rays, then he will turn into a 300 hitter.
No, dude, he's Kiermaier.
No, I'm kidding. You know what? We develop better in the Rays these days. How do you like that?
And if they trade Margot, they might need a center fielder.
It's true. I like where your head's at.
Bring Randy home. We're getting Snell and Randy Rosarena.
Bring Randy home.
Yeah, exactly. So I would like to put this podcast.
Bring Randy home. It's our new thing.
I would like to put this podcast up in the pantheon of podcasts that we've done. Because for one simple reason.
Yes.
And it's very high hopes-ish. We went from close this offseason out with Adam Duvall and Robert Stevenson or else. To they're signing Blake Snell and Randy, and they're trading for Randy Rosarena. Like, we're fully back.
Where'd they bring Randy home?
Bring Randy home. Bring Randy home.
I don't know why that's so
funny. Listen, he ripped Yamamoto in the World Baseball
Classic. That's true.
Yamo fraud.
Yamamoto.
Yeah,
am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Randy. Randy owns him. Come on. Bring him home.
Oh, all right. Take back. You got
Randy,
a little basketball pod to do.
Randy or Rosarena.
I have to go to the dentist. I had a filling come out. Not fun, Jack.
I like my dentist.
I do too. I actually love my dentist. Shout out to Dr. Bruner. The guy is amazing. He's the best dentist I've ever had.
Does he want to sponsor our hot stove watch party?
But he might.
Where we go watch the stove turn off?
So he's from Cleveland, so he's a Cleveland fan, but he married into a Phillies family. So his wife is from here, his kids are Phillies fans, so he's getting into it. So shout out to Dr. Bruner.
Well, the Guardians are cooked, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't stop. I mean, just in terms of like, man, imagine, we get mad when like the last years or whatever, it's like, Middleton, spend more! Get another $300 million guy! Like, imagine spending nothing.
Yeah.
Imagine having a team that's like, nah.
Good.
Nah.
No, they did get the number one overall pick, so.
So that's a team that Jack cares about. Yeah,
about things that I could dream of.
I mean, look, it is wild how consistently they have had great front office stuff there. I mean, it's like the factory. I mean, they in the 90s, it's the greatest front office in the history of sports, the 90s Indians.
What are you talking
about? There's stories
about?
Written about it. I mean, think about all the guys who went there.
What
they're
is
like, they're
the
like 90s, 15 different general 90s, managers.
The 90s Browns?
Dude, so do you know the 90s, 15 different?
Hold on.
Hold on. All right.
Take a deep breath.
You take a deep breath.
So in Cleveland in the 90s had the greatest front office in the history of the sport and also the greatest coaching tree in the history of the sport with Belichick, Saban.
I didn't think about that. I wasn't thinking about the Browns.
So Cleveland was basically Silicon Valley of coaches in the 90s.
Yeah. What? Hold on. 90s front office.
Well, they had Antonetti, right? Well,
they had Dan O'Dowd, Mark Shapiro, like all these guys. This is just 1998.
Mark Shapiro actually is pretty good.
Mark Shapiro is great. Yeah. John Hart was the guy originally.
Was David
Josh
Nebraska
Burns
there?
Ended up being a general manager. Paul DePodesta was there. Ever heard of him? Ben Charrington, Neil Huntington, Chris Anning. I mean, those guys all were GMs, and that was just 1998. Every single one of these guys became a GM. John Hart went on to Texas, did there. Dan O'Dowd, Mark Shapiro, all GMs, presidents. Josh Burns ended up being a general manager, I believe. Paul DePodesta, obviously, we know who Paul DePodesta is. Ben Charrington ended up being a GM. Neil Huntington ended up being a GM. And then Anenny is the president of baseball ops now. Like, I mean, think about that. That's just 1 year in the 90s. They all ended up being GMs. And hey, not great ones, but.
How many titles?
Yeah, it's fine.
Dave Dombrowski.
Dombrowski took their title. They should have won in 97. Stole it.
I remember it to this day.
Do you remember who had the winning hit?
Edgar Renteria.
And do you remember who scored the winning run?
Craig Counsell.
Look at this guy. Do you remember who was off of?
It was a scrub little guy on.
Former Phillies great.
Mesa?
Jose Mesa. Do you remember who made the error at second base that cost the, they could have won in the ninth. They were up. That blew the Mesa save.
Alomar?
No.
I don't know.
Tony Fernandez.
Nice.
Big error from Tony Fern. Tough.
Stop. Were you heartbroken?
No.
All right. Take back. How about Chase Utley coming in fifth on Prime 9 best second baseman of all time?
Wow.
Or since 1945.
That's pretty strong. So who is he behind?
I don't know.
Okay. Good. Good stuff. It's good.
Where the hell? All right.
No big deal.
Number one, Jackie Robinson. Number two, Joe Morgan. Number three, Biggio. Number four, Fraud Sandberg. The Whitaker seven. Number seven, Cano eight, and Kent nine. It's good to see him out of Cano, even though no way he's better than Cano. No. I know Cano was had the PED stuff. I mean, Cano is ridiculous.
Cano was
also Altuve is already better than him.
Altuve is
top three.
Well, especially when you put the postseason stuff.
Altuve is what people think Derek Jeter is.
good one. I like that. That was good.
Put that in the title.
Yeah. that would be a great Phillies podcast title. Jose Altuve is what people thought Derek Jeter was. It's like, what the hell's happening here? How does that have anything to do with us?
What do you think of, now I know you are captain. I mean, Dallas sucks. And
Dallas sucks, yes.
Yeah, Dallas, yes. How was Dallas, by the way?
I had a great time in Dallas.
Yeah. did you actually watch the game by yourself?
I was by myself.
Actually,
it was a really strange experience.
So how did you handle when they were starting to get just boat raced?
Quiet. I got real quiet.
Were you loud in the beginning?
No, I wasn't like loud, like Eagles fan loud, but I was like in a good mood. I was saying hi to people. I'm like jovial. And then I progressively kind of receded in on myself. And just kind of sat there. I said this on the radio, and this is the God's honest truth. I've never in my lifetime felt like a bigger chump than wearing my Eagles jersey stadium.
Do you have an Eagles jersey?
I got it for free with the morning show. It's a Devontae jersey. Kelly Green. When they did
the
Kelly Green, they gave the morning show jerseys.
A free jersey.
And it was all, I would not have one otherwise. But it's nice. I was happy I had it until I was in the stadium wearing it. And again, felt like the biggest chump in the... I felt like a total freaking chump.
Well, what about recording a Game 7 reaction pod as the Diamondbacks family is walking right past
that
us?
That was pretty bad, too. That's a good point. Yeah. But that was only for minutes. Like, this is like you're just sitting...
Getting laughed at. Yeah. No, I would have left.
Yeah, and it was just the Diamondbacks family. This is all the Cowboys fans are there.
Well, that's like...
And again, it was by myself. Like, there were other Eagles fans around me, but I didn't know any of them. I didn't... Yeah, it was...
Like, I watched Game 5 in Arizona pretty much by myself.
Yeah.
I would not. I can't be in the ballpark.
No,
if they're losing,
it was horrible.
I would have left.
I did. I left when it was 13. I left in the fourth quarter. I didn't stay for the end. Yeah, I didn't stay for the end of the game. I was like, screw this, we're done. I think there was like 7.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter when we turned the ball back over. I was like, see ya.
Yeah,
out.
Nah, that's smart.
Yeah,
smart. Beers are cheaper outside the city.
I had to get to the bus. I wasn't missing the bus ride home. My phone was at like 3% battery, so I was like, all right, so I either get the bus home or I'm wandering around Dallas by myself with no phone to call a Lyft or an Uber. So, you know,
that's smart.
Yeah.
But what did you think about the Sunday Night Football intro by Bryce?
So I didn't see it in the moment, obviously, because I was at the game.
I know.
Not a huge fan.
Did you like seeing him hold a Cowboys hat?
Gonna say, didn't love it, Bryce.
Did it?
Why? Like, what is he doing? Like, what's the upside?
Listen, if you want more of that, if you want more of the Cowboy stuff, and you keep holding up this contract extension. You want more of that?
Yeah. What a great take. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You know what? Pay.
Give him the money. You can defer anything.
Well, that's what I would have done. Yeah, yeah. Maybe you should have thought of that in the first place and deferred the whole contract and we could sign six other guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Help the Team Bryce. Maybe defer some freaking money for us.
Defer
big
it
dog.
All. So it was a lot of like, I know both sides of the rivalry. It's like, No, I don't need to hear that.
Don't want you to say that.
I want you to flip off. I want you to burn the Cowboys hat.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously.
Yeah, that would have been
exactly what I wanted.
That would have been.
Or like pull your pants down and drop a deuce on it. Like whatever. Something along those lines.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't do that.
In Dallas. Honestly, actually, it was shocking. Like Bryce has been so good. And like, what do you do? Yeah,
well, listen, you keep holding up that contract.
It's a good take. More of that. It's definitely what it is.
Yeah, that's all.
Wow, a small tank bag.
Well, I had to
get. There's nothing going on.
I had to get to the snail.
I don't know how we went for 50 minutes or whatever.
I had to talk about the Shohei thing.
Just because I love talking to you, buddy.
Yeah, me too.
I really do.
I have been. It's my favorite. It's been the funniest part about. There's a lot of funny parts about becoming a parent.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the funniest parts about becoming a parent is like realizing that everything your parents told you they did, they actually did.
Oh yeah.
So like we've been having to drive walk around at like 9:30 at night the last couple nights
to get him to bed. Yeah, it's tough.
It's like they weren't lying.
No.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing that I learned with that, and that's one that every kid heard when they were growing up, but always you'd always be like, oh, I wish I were a grown up, but I wouldn't have to do this, I wouldn't do that. And your parents would always be like, trust me. You don't want to be a grown-up. It is so much better being a kid. Whatever. You have to wear this, that. They were so right. It's so much better being a kid. Like,
you're kind of like a big kid.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I'm a big kid who has to pay a mortgage and pay for this and worry about taking care of my kid and all. You know what was nice? Not having to worry about any of that stuff. Like, that was sweet.
Yeah.
So if you're one of the kids that listen to this podcast, we do have some youngsters listen there. Jack's favorite listeners.
Just call them youngsters.
Yes, I'm 42. Yeah, they're youngsters to me. Like the 14s and 13s and 15s and 12s and 10s. Yeah, they're super young. Guys, gals, enjoy it because it is awesome being a kid.
Yeah.
It's less awesome being an adult.
You know what? You got to take it one day at a time. Hey, you either lose or you learn, right?
Isn't that? Look at you. Are you trusting out Jalenisms?
Isn't that what your quarterback says?
Keep the main thing, big dog.
I love what he said after the game too.
Where I didn't hear it. I tuned down on all of it.
What was the quote? You can't win unless you lose.
He's not wrong.
Interesting one.
I don't know if it's technically correct, but I get what he's trying to say. All right, you got anything else?
Make a freaking move. Again, I need to. All right. So, all right. Which all right. Better off season. Which would get me people more excited? Adam Duvall and Robert Stevenson.
Yes.
Or Randy Arozarena.
It's a great question. Blake Snell. Yeah.
Which would you rather have?
The funny thing is, I don't know which you would rather have. I know what I'd rather have. That'd be Randy and Blake. I'm not 100% sure what you are.
So. I just want to record. I think for the podcast. An Adam Duvall emergency.
The Adam Duvall emergency buy is the funniest thing that we could do.
Just sign him.
Like,
he's not going to cost much.
Just do it for us. Like, we don't ask for much. Like, give us a chance to do the most ridiculous pod we've ever done.
Give his money to us.
Like, the for an Adam Duvall emergency pod, it'll hit different, buddy.
He's perfect. He's perfect. He does not hit for average. He only hits home runs. He walks, and he plays good defense.
Love it.
Winner.
All right, everyone, check out Clap Your Hands if you care at all about the Sixers.
Or don't.
Or even if you don't, you know, or don't check it out. Yeah, either way, I was trying to be nice, but, you know, check it out. So we'll be back next week, right? Yeah, we'll be back next week. Okay, cool. Good stuff.
This is boring part three coming next. coming next Thursday.
I can't wait. He's Fritz from Seltzer.